Hi, how are you today? Which bus are you going to be transferring to?
That's bus driver Kevin Boyle. He's talking to a Spanish-speaking passenger who only knows a few words of English. A second or two later, a tablet computer perched next to the fare box and equipped with the Google Translate app pipes up. The app also displays the Spanish text, and the woman, standing with her little boy, reads the screen. And there you have it. There has been lots of talk lately about how smartphone apps like Uber are disrupting traditional modes of transportation. Nashua offers the case of an Old Line Transit agency embracing an app for its own purposes. The app allows drivers and non-English-speaking passengers to talk to each other in a way, through the app's almost real-time translations. And it's not just a matter of convenience. Nearly all public transit agencies receive federal funding and are therefore required to comply with federal laws prohibiting discrimination based on race, color, and national origin. Christy Gillette, Nashua's transit operations supervisor, says Federal Transit Administration rules require local agencies to provide translation services.
And we have to do our best to make sure that when they get on the bus, we have an option for them and we can meet their needs. Whether before we had Google Translate, we have the city has a translator, we have one available as a dispatcher, and we have the translation services available to us. But there's a time delay with that.
Gillette was joined on a recent ride-along by Raymond Bleffin, the general manager for First Transit, the contractor that runs the bus system in Nashua.
And it doesn't fix everything. You know, you still need to have those other resources and translators, but it's another source to help you do the translations and communicate with people that you might not be able to normally.
The idea of using Google Translate came from Bleffin, who had used the app in his own travels. Tablet computers are already installed on all Nashua City buses, so it was really just a matter of downloading the app. There have been reports of Google Translate being used in all kinds of settings, from business meetings to emergency rooms. But its official use by a transit agency appears to be a new one. Nashua doesn't have any kind of formal relationship with Google, and the tech giant did not respond to an interview request. Of course, the app isn't perfect, but Kevin Boyle, the bus driver, says it generally gets the job done.
The Spanish, it's amazing. When it translates from the Spanish to the English, they speak really fast a lot of times, and it picks up everything perfectly, though. But English to Spanish with slangs and the way we talk in our English, you know, some of us are from the Boston, New York, you know, wherever we're from, we tend to have to slow down a little so it understands what we're saying.
Bleffin says he thinks the translation app, or others like it, could become fixtures on buses. He recently spoke about Nashua's use of the app at a meeting of the New Hampshire Transit Association.
And I was talking about it with some of my colleagues there, and I think that those transit systems are, they thought it was a very good idea and were kind of shocked they didn't think of it themselves. And I think they'll all be adding it in the next couple months, all the ones that have tablets on the buses.
So Google Translate could be coming soon to a bus near you. Or for the Spanish speakers out there.
La aplicación podría estar llegando a un autobús cerca de usted.
For NHPR, I'm Ted Seifer.